3. Today is August 18th, 2004. We're at the Oswegan Nursing Home. And with me today is Judy Punch. Today is August 18th, 2004. We're at the Oswegan Nursing Home. And with me today is Judy Punch, General, the oldest surviving member of the lacrosse community. Punch will be 96 on September the 8th. With me is Tommy Suckermeyer and Art Martin and Bud Smith. We're going to do a tape interview. Good, the thing's working. I see the light going, so let's start it off with some questions. And then I'll show you Punch a bunch of stuff. First, Punch, I got some. How's your eyesight? This is your career stats that I've got. All I've got is 1945 with the North Shore Indians. You played 4 games. I'm going to ask you questions about that and all. When you played out for North Shore in 1945.
Oh, yeah.
And these, well, since all you guys are all across me, actually, I'll leave them with you. These are yours. Their league stats from 1939, 1940, 1942, 1946. So you remember a bunch of those guys, like Bill Isaacs, and Ron Jameson, Scotty Martin, and stuff like that.
Is that the account?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to get on with some questions. Okay, Punch.
Yeah.
When was the first time you ever picked up a lacrosse stick?
When I was about, I'd say, 10 years old, going to school. Somebody was around me with a stick. I couldn't even afford a stick, you know. So she lent me a stick, you know.
To be 1918.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Did your father play lacrosse before you?
No, no, no.
Okay, give me a little background of your lacrosse playing career up to 1931. And when did you play first organized lacrosse? That you can remember.
That's before I turned pro, you mean?
Yeah, your very first.
Well, we had an Indian team on the reserve and called the Mohawk Stars. Well, I used to go there and play there.
What would that be? Junior? Or?
Yeah, oh yeah, it was men's
team.
He didn't help me.
Yeah, it was a men's team, eh? Yeah, field lacrosse.
Yeah, field lacrosse.
And how old would you be then?
Well, I'd say maybe 15, 12, 15. My memory's no good anymore in my age.
Did you always play net? Were you always a goaltender?
No. I was playing field shooting.
Okay, now we're going to come forward a bit. Forget about field lacrosse. I want to talk box. Cause, in 1931, the International Pro Box Lacrosse League was formed. Where were you playing in 1931 when that league started? It was 14 leagues.
Buffalo. I went to Buffalo. Going to practice with these guys that are playing outside, you know. I mean,
forward?
Yeah.
Was that a box league?
Yeah, it was starting in box league.
So it started at the same time as the pro league up in Canada did, eh? Because this is how much I know about it. It was 1931, there was 4 teams. It was called International Pro League. Then 19...
Oh, no, that's right. I know what you were talking about, Pro League.
Yeah.
Toronto, Montreal, and...
two Toronto teams, Montreal and Cornwall.
Yeah.
I think. Then in 1932, the Pro League kept going, but they lost attendance in Montreal pulled it. Then Buffalo came into the league.
I don't know what happened. Went to Toronto. Went to Buffalo.
Oh, so Buffalo joined that league, did they? With Toronto?
Well, when I went, there had a team there, you know, juniors they call them, but, you know, there was no such thing as pro there then.
Oh, so that was probably
the... Yeah, just for
juniors. So when the league was around in 1931-32, the pro league, then halfway through the season, all of a sudden it folded. There's nothing known about what happened in 1932 at the end of the league with the two Montreal teams that year, Canadiens, Maroons. They both folded. It was Lionel Conacher and guys like that. Scotty Martin played in that league both years.
That was true.
Yeah. But Buffalo joined the second year. In 1932, Buffalo joined the league when the two Montreal teams.
Well, let me give you a little heads on that. I said I was forward. I was there. We went to practice one day, and our goalkeeper come from Cattaraugus. He used to keep goal for Buffalo. So we got there one day practice, and he never showed up. And I was always foolish guy, you know. I jumped in the net, you know, and I was pulling like that. And the manager was watching. Boy, he says, that guy's doing good. He says, next time we have practice, I'm putting you in a goal. He says, and practice it. Okay, so I said, okay, I'll try it. So the next time we went to practice, they put me in goal. Then we went to Cattaraugus, play there where our goalie was. We started playing there, and we started getting Buffalo. I was playing for Buffalo then. So Buffalo started getting beat. So he hollered at that goalie and says, hey, you come out of there, we're going to put punch in there. He put me in there. We started winning there. We won the game in there, and we got. Because we're playing for Cattaraugus and he lived there, we thought that he was letting them in anyways. But anyway, when I got down, I started stopping him, you know. So then he says, you're Buffalo got it, Buffalo. And he says, you're going good. You're our bully from now on. And that's when I started keeping good for Buffalo.
1932.
Yeah, every game we played.
So, did you play against Toronto that year?
Oh, yeah.
At Maple Leaf Gardens?
Yeah.
Was that for the championship that you played?
I'll tell you how that game was. Toronto says, our man, Toronto and Montreal, and I forget there was three or four teams.
Montreal Maroons, Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah, you know, was playing, and Toronto went out. And our manager in Buffalo says, will you let us play with the United States? And will you want to play it? Toronto says, yeah, we'll play it. But we'll only make it three games because ice is coming in and hockey is coming in. We'll make it two out of three. Okay, we'll do that. First game we went to the park, you know. And just so many guys can ride me right. There was only 12 players on the team that time. We got there and sitting around, and next thing we know, he said, one car broke down. That would be going to be here for another half hour. What do we do now? And my idea was their manager says, their manager said, ask us, will you go out and play with one man short for 15 minutes and your other car gets there? They asked me again, I said, yeah, I said, we'll go out there and help because if I didn't, the manager at this place there, he would have to give people their money back. If we said, no, we don't play, say, Buffalo. So we said, yeah, we'll play. So we played one man short.
Is this Matthew Gardens?
Yeah, Matthew Gardens. Boy, they had it beat 7-1, I think it was. So, given that on the next game, they went to Buffalo. I said 2 out of 3 in Philadelphia, first game. Second game, they Buffalo, Toronto went to Buffalo. We beat them, I forget what the score, I got to do something.
We'll look at that after.
But we beat him anyway. Now we got to come back to Saunders then. Boy, oh boy, when we start playing again, you know what happens? Five both down again. And we're short again. Now it was 1-2. Well, we beat him before, and then we said, give him good time before. I said, we'll give him good time. And then, hopefully, we win out win. We played this. I forget what it is. 3 minutes. And then we tied again. Okay, first period. We're short-handed. Then the other team got to the boy, you might as well put blood on him. And they asked me, punch, I said, well, I think we can play and beat him. I said, sure we can. I said, we beat him before in Buffalo. I said, we can beat him. That's the last game, okay, third game. Okay, we went out there and played. We were really going at it. Then they never had hardly any chance. Boy, I was good in doing that thing. And then I seen that big clock in the middle. The going around. Boy, we got the last quarter, we tied him up. We got to play overtime. 5 minutes time we played, we tied again. Now we got to change, we didn't change schools, change schools, you know what I mean?
Change ends.
So we went out there again and we started again, we got 5 minutes, we tied, because we tied again, so we scored one. And then they never scored any on that 5 minutes, so we ran out by one goal.
So Buffalo won the championship
in 1932. We beat Toronto out, because Toronto had beat Montreal out, so they claimed that was a world championship. So we beat Toronto out. Now at that time, we call ourselves a world championship. So that's what it was.
Was Toronto goalie Bert Large?
Yeah. He was good.
Yeah, he played quite a while, too, in the 30s. In the second year, I think this we covered.
Bert Large, he was a good hockey player. This is a problem.
Yeah. Now this I've covered. In the second year of the professional box league, the league played half of its schedule, 15 games. Then nothing was heard about it. From what I have read, the Montreal teams folded due to lack of interest, and Buffalo joined the league. Were you on that Buffalo team? You've answered that. And if so, can you tell me what actually happened to the league till its conclusion? So did it, I get fully that bad, eh? After
1932? Yeah,
after the league, like now, same area. In 1932, you went to Atlantic City, New Jersey, to play lacrosse. Was this for the World's Fair? And how long did this last? And was the internet? So, did the Pro League fold and then you went down to Atlantic City?
Yeah, that was Buffalo fold, and I was free. See?
Okay.
So that's why the other teams were added. Like in Atlantic City and around in Canada.
So that was a new Pro League, eh?
Yeah.
And was Rochester in that league?
I don't think so.
Atlantic City? Okay. Around 1933, there was a Pro League formed down in California with one team, the Hollywood Stars. Did you play in that league?
No, I didn't. Connor did.
Connell Harry Smith was there.
Yeah. I played with him in the other team.
Yeah, we got a picture of you down in Atlantic City. Yeah. You, Connell, who else was on it? Your dad?
Didn't he? Scotty.
Yeah.
And Wade Isaacs.
Yeah.
Now there's a question I got to ask. There was Wade Isaacs, Lance, he died on the floor in 1937, and Bill Isaacs. Was there another Isaacs, or just the three of them?
I think it was just only the three.
You know,
see, my memory ain't so good, and my age is high in my memory.
Well, I had a hard enough time finding Wade Isaacs, and then I came across this one summary in the newspaper, and it could be the misprint. It had two L. Isaacs. So there was Lance, and I figured it was a misprint, because I've never heard of a second L. Isaacs. Okay, we'll go on with, I'll get these questions out of the way, and then we can go on to the beginning. Yeah, did you get paid down there then?
Where?
In Atlantic City.
I hate to mention it. I got $10 the first week I got there, and now they promised me $30 a month or a week or something. No, $30 a week or something. $30 a week because I was working in Brantford. I got there and they started paying them, but they found a boarding place for me. I got there and they boarded me, kept me. To go to practice, we go to games, and then I kept asking, when am I going to get paid? I said, I'll even go to work someplace if I find a job. But just my thoughts, they got me here from the way in Brantford, from out there. No wonder they says he can't get out of here. He can't go home. So I have to stay there.
So it's like a full league now.
There's a board player. He's sitting there. He's getting his board and everything. He shouldn't be there. So that's what happened. And then I only stayed there a month.
Okay. From 1933 till 1944, where did you play?
That was my last game.
45 when you went out west, was your last?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there was a league that couldn't play. Who do you consider, you played in 1945 out west, you only played four games. What happened? Why did you...
You wouldn't pay me.
Oh, so you came, that's why you came back from
So
West.
I found my sister up to me and, what's his name?
Well, Jack Squares, Chuck Smith.
Me and Jack, me and you went picking berries. We put the lacrosse up. We got Jack picking berries. So we made enough for our fare home, and then we took that and come home.
And that was the end of your lacrosse, was 1945.
And went to my lacrosse training. But then they turned around and got me to be a trainer. I joined in Brantford. I started training in Brantford.
There's a picture you were with, I believe, the 1967 Brantford team that won the President's Cup.
Yeah.
You were just a whippersnapper there.
Yeah,
in 62.
I was on that team, yeah.
Yeah,
that training, yeah.
And, who do you consider the greatest player you ever played against, the hardest shooter, and the greatest player you ever played with?
Buck
McDonald, yeah, he was a hockey player too.
I think so.
You think he was, he was from Huntsville, I think.
I don't know.
He played hockey for Detroit Strong in the NHL. You think he was the best player you played against?
I think so.
Who would have the hardest shot? You should know it because you never won any equipment.
Well, that's something I never ever worried about. You know, I figured that I left that school. I can't tell
you. Don't think it was. Who was the greatest player you ever played with?
You with?
Yeah.
call from my defenseman and seek the
communion with him.
What's his name, Jack?
Square? Jack Square?
Yeah, Jack Square. Now, I'm thinking about defenseman, though. Jack Square was good.
Yeah.
What's that guy named Penderazzo? Is there... His name was Jack. Do you remember?
I don't recall. No, I don't recall.
Two defensemen, see? That's what he said. Right, two less defensemen.
Yeah, I already asked you about the fourth Isaac brother, and you don't think there was one, so it probably wasn't another Isaac. I have gone through all the stats of ULA, Senior A. Did you ever play any games at all in that league, in the ULA, from 32 on?
No, when you turn pro once you're 10.
Oh, they had that thing. Yeah, they banned all the guys for five years.
Banned there if you played against with pro team. When you're amateur and play pro team, you're done. You can't play no more.
Even though you wouldn't get too much play.
You can't play amateur even.
$10 a week, you lost your amateur status. And then I've already asked you in 1945, the reason you left out west was because it didn't pay you. Because I was wondering why you only played four games, and I thought maybe you got homesick and came home. No. Your teammates, you must remember these guys, Jack Squires, Chubby Smith, Ross Paulus, Dell Paulus, Jim Martin Jr., and Stu Bomber. I guess there's a lot of ancestors around here. From
yes, there's a lot of Indians from here out there.
No, they were Squamish Indians, right? The guys that played out west.
There's a lot of Indians from here out there.
Yeah,
they were Squamish.
More than half, isn't it? Square boys.
And I already asked you if you played after you came back east, but nope, that was the end of it, 1945.
Yeah.
In all your years of following lacrosse, who were a few of the best you ever saw personally? You've already given me some of them. Oh, did you ever record a shutout in your career?
No.
Never got a shutout? Not one of them.
Who were the closest I ever got?
Did you ever score a goal?
No. Can I tell you a joke about that scoring goal?
Sure.
When I was trainer for Brantford, I was working in Brantford. This guy come up to me one day and he says, "Steve, I hear you used to be a goalkeeper." He says, "I says, yeah, yeah." Well, he says, "I'm managing this young team." He says, "These young guys, one is about 12 years, the other one about 14. Now he says, "My bully wants to quit. I don't know what's the matter with him." He says, "He wants to play on me." He says, "I don't." He says, "Would you talk to him sometime when you get a chance?" I says, "Yes, sir, I would." Because I'm training for this team at that time in Brantford, you know. Some other, his team used to go in practice. When my team comes in to play or practice, that's when I joined. Just happened, I met this guy when I was going in, he was coming out. Jimmy, he says, "There's the guy now, my bully, that wants to quit." Talking. Okay. I talked him a little while, and I told him, I says, "You know, when you're in a bull," I says, "you got pads on, don't you?" "Yeah." I says, "Look, I didn't feel that sore." "Look, if you put pad on there," I says, "it ain't sore, is it?" "No." Then there's another thing, I says, you see a big, big guy coming down with the ball." I says, "Well," I said, "next thing you know, you get scared, starting scared, but he's going to shoot you." Then after a while you see a little guy coming down, I'm not scared of that little guy. I says, "You know, that little guy can shoot just as hard as that big guy. Some of them can shoot harder." He opened his eyes, you know, like that. I says, "Never be scared of big guys." I says, "They're no better than the little guys shooting." And Dad, you know, Okay, so about 2 days after I was in there working, and this guy from my team opened my door where I was walking fast right up to me, and I got scared, maybe I said something bad, you know. I said, "What happened?" I said, "Did I say something wrong?" "No." He says, "We played last night and my goalie had a shutout." Honest. And it made me feel proud to be, I'd say that too, you know.
And
I never ever had it in my life.
No shutout.
Yeah. And he wanted to quit, and that's how I raised him up. Well, I'll tell you how things go that way. If you talk to somebody that you know is up and high, you believe every word he says, whether it's right or wrong, you know, you believe it. I used to tell this guy, "You don't get hurt. You don't get hurt."
That's a lie.
You know, you do get hurt, but you need, you feel it after the game. It's when you feel it. You don't feel it when you first get hurt.
What was the worst injury you ever?
If you ever get hurt,
What was the worst injury you ever had?
In the head.
In the head, yeah.
In the eye.
The eye, that was from the cross?
Yeah. Guy was playing and fly shot through a stopper. And at that time, guy can come in with a stick and he can come right in and get crease line. He can come right in and get crease line and shoot. He come in and I stop. He come in a second time, I stop. Third time he has that ball, he come right in again. Right across my first stick and ball. That ball from my hit and right in my eye. I went down. I stayed down a little while. And after they got me up, this is how you're doing. I said, "Okay, can you finish the game?" "Yeah." We never, at that time, they never had two goalies or something. They only had one in there. So I asked to finish the game. And they, that's how it is, you know, in that time.
I can't imagine playing without any equipment. Did you ever get hit with in the chest with the ball? Like, it never broke any ribs? Or?
No.
No, he'd say
that. I would, yeah, like, it's nothing. I wouldn't play that even with the, all that equipment on.
I got that book game. I used to play without.
Yeah, I got a copy of that too.
Yeah, right.
That's a tribute to you in the 1992. And okay, let's look at your book now.
They send me this from
BC.
Yeah,
I get one of them every year. So
it's when I get around here. Yeah.
1968. Did you have any regrets for
ever
playing the game?
No, I didn't. Yes, I believe now, I know that there's a lot of things that I can raise it on. This guy, I can raise it a little higher. So I blame that on my age, you know, but I didn't hit so many times in my head, you know, I said, I'm telling you, can't remember names. I guess it could be that hitting in the head. I was hit in the head when I was playing in Vancouver, but he wouldn't let me go out and finish the game. They picked me off the floor and took me to the dressing room for about 5 minutes, and then I asked the officer, "I'm going to go out and play no places," and I'm going out again.
Tough time to play in your lifetime then. Here's a game summary from you playing against
Foley. This is Atlantic City against Toronto, and this is okay. Atlantic City 11, Toronto 9. This would be the. So this wasn't with Buffalo. This was with Atlantic City, and I recognize a lot of these guys. Zimmer? Norm Zimmer. Remember that name?
I'll tell you that. We went to Atlantic City and we stayed there. And that's when I said to Pete Sander out my New York City and traveling and all that. It would be every team that comes in. We beat them all. That was before we played for the championship.
A lot of names I knew. Tim, I remember he played for Toronto. Redskins trim Chicago, 15-14 at odd. Buffalo team wins at Boxley. Buffalo Redskins victors over the formidable Chicago Cubs, 15-14 in the National Lacrosse League. So it was called the National Lacrosse League way back then.
You know, they've got my picture and name in Chicago City Hall.
That way?
Yeah. And here I played against them.
What did you do? You played for them then?
Now, who was Boots Martin? Is he any relation
to you?
Is he related to Scotty Martin?
I don't think so.
You come from the old Jerry Dini Boots?
Oh, he's from here. Yeah, he's from here. He's different. Yes.
Martin's a big family.
Yeah, different. Find a note.
There's Bing Martin, Bing Martin. Mm. Bring back a lot of memories for you.
You know how I hear the most about from the old days is Bill Isaacs.
Yeah.
You see that good?
Oh yeah, it was good.
Here's another one with a picture. Punch Carroll was one of the best goalies, lacrosse goalies in Canada.
I never said that.
No, it's 77-year-old Judy Punch Carroll.
You didn't disagree with him though, did you?
No.
You didn't say that.
Well, that's the picture I got.
But I don't brag.
Oh, this was when you were a trainer. We got a picture of this too. 1960. Okay, gotta remember this. 1968 Canadian. You know that was the year that there was a mail strike. So I don't have any stats from 1968.
Is that Tom Kelly?
Yeah.
Now, the Isaacs that played, was that
was
that Wade or was that Bill, the one that played for you guys? Played for Atlantic City.
Both of them.
Oh.
Only both of them.
They got one Isaacs playing left defense. No, and this year they only got the one Isaac.
Bill, Wade
was the oldest one, and then Lance was the one that died on the floor at Maple Leaf Gardens in 1937. But Bill was won five scoring races in a row. He was the Tavares of his era, I guess.
That's right.
31. Did you play hockey too? Oh, this picture of you, 1945.
Yeah.
Playing out west.
You said out west?
Yeah.
You had a last game.
Looks like you got a bruise by your other eye.
You got a belly pad on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you did wear a belly pad.
Oh, yeah.
Near the end, eh?
Yeah.
Well, stories going around that you never wore any of them.
No, I did wear pads. Towards the end, you know.
Well, this, what paper would these have come on it?
Probably American. I've got somebody the same thing, too.
I'll have to order up these papers.
I just started after I was home.
That's when he was playing against Montreal. Sud Sutherland was the goalie. In the Gray, that would probably be Dale Gray. He played for Oshawa in 1929 when they won the Man Cup. Dale the Cup. So. Sid Martin, there's your dad.
Sid. It's Smith.
Sir, that's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Sid Smith.
Yeah.
That's Buck's father. Playing brilliant pass and last minute Winston drive. Sid Smith's conversion of Boots Martin's back hand flip beats Chicago 15-14. So your dad played for Buffalo.
Yeah, he played for Buffalo
that year.
Yeah.
No, this is...
That's Keith. That's my uncle.
Right.
He's Sidney and Keith were brothers.
So Ted Reed wrote about him.
Yeah.
In 1968.
That's a band that exposed him, yeah.
No, see? As far as oh.
This band that exposed him. Ted Bear? Teddy Bear?
Yeah. Oh, Ted Bear. I was thinking of Ted Reed. Actually, the only year I ever looked at was 1968, so I was trying to find this in stats.
Somebody wrote 9 of them. Down bottom.
That Scotty Martin must have been a great player, too, eh?
Yeah.
It's a year. The man who reportedly won the best goal is our T.T. Tenders.
What did he say on that?
Frank Darlow was one of the best and the best goalies.
That's sort of a program.
Yeah.
I like this heading. Lacrosse is back and so is modified murder. Must be a hockey writer. Yeah, this Ted Bear writes about Congo too.
Yeah. He's still alive, that Ted Bear. He's old now, but he still writes the
Oh no.
Ted Bear.
Oh. Congo, he's good.
Yeah.
San Jonathan.
And said he remembered how he felt through those last few minutes of play. I thought the top would never going to get around to the end of the period.
Well, here in a paper they've got the lineup of the Buffalo Indians, and it's Wade Isaacs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was the oldest one.
Yeah.
Steve Smith, Boots Martin, Harry Smith. This guy.
Yeah, we're playing a lot of Indians. There were a lot of Indians. I mean, there's many that, what's
he? The guy by the name of Vern Steggall. You remember that name? He was a defensive player. I think he
I've got a lot of stuff.
Stabo.
Yeah, he's in some lot of old stats there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
he wasn't native.
No, he played a lot.
He played with all these guys.
He's one of the guys. I got a list of guys I've got to do. Their profiles. He's one of the guys. And punch war number 16.
No, I was one of them.
See this guy called Clinton Jack.
Yeah, that's the one I'm named.
Did he have a weird name like Six Pack Jack or something like that? Six something.
I didn't. They gave us all Indian names. Why, mine was, what did they used to call me?
Reindeer. Reindeer?
Look at how in the lineup it's got. Number one, Big Jack. They don't say his name, it says Big Jack. And number five is Mount Pleasant. Number six is Tecumseh. Then seven was Longboat. Eight was Silver Heels. I know who that was. Running Deer is 10. Donaldson is 11. Young Deer. Chief Martin. Deerfoot, and Little Elk. That was you, eh?
Yeah,
Little Elk.
Yeah, that's the one.
Little Elk.
Jay Silverdale. My pal Punch.
He used to send me letters and pictures when he was in a movie.
1973. Where is Atlantic City? It's in New Jersey.
Yeah. Down in Philadelphia.
Well, Philadelphia is the city itself. Atlantic City is a city, is it?
Oh, yeah.
It was commonly known as you. I remember that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he was. Jay Silverhill was this guy, too.
Yeah,
those are movies we played in.
Yeah, I remember that, going to see that movie.
Yeah.
That's Tom.
Oh, yeah.
So, my old pal, Judy Punch Barrel. Best goalie to ever play lacrosse. My friendship and admiration always. Sincerely, Jay Silverhill.
See, I don't say things like that.
You don't need to, but don't let me play it for you.
And Tom Tuttle passed away in 1980 at 68.
63?
Yeah, 68. Yeah. 1980. Oh, there's a program. 1932, Maple Leaf Gardens. Toronto against Buffalo. That's what I was looking for. You know, the goalie for that game was MacArthur. He went on, he was the oldest guy to play in the Man Cup.
Yeah.
He was, now I'm not sure whether he was anywhere between 54 and 57 in 1939. MacArthur. Yeah?
You know, they kept this professional name off, you know, you can go back to playing for you can play during the season.
Yeah, the league in 74, 75, they had a 5-year thing on it too. That's why Johnny Davis never went back, because Davis was only about 32 when that pro league was over. Then he played 2 years in Montreal, senior B lacrosse. Yeah, look, Judy Girdle. Can you give me a picture of this from? Yeah, okay.
Can I take this off?
Just set one picture of that.
And I'm asking to take a photocopy.
Then we'll get rid of them. Oh.
Could you take them on?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Take a photograph of the pump, do the ones with the condo on the back of the last one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
get a couple of them, right?
to want to put that in the Hall of Fame.
We put that in the
Hall of Fame. Wonderful. You're just going to take it out here and get it photocopied.
To get it copied from back.
What are they doing?
Yeah.
Just copy down a photocopy. Have you ever been to the Lacrosse Hall of Fame?
You've got to be there.
No, I didn't go.
Well, you were sick
there. It was him.
Yes.
So I went and took my cousin, my, what is called, Alex, his uncle. What did you call him? My nephew. Niece.
Yes. Huh? Niece. Niece is a girl. Your nephew is a boy.
What's a boy?
Marcy. Marcy?
No. Right, well, she went to her brother.
Marcy and Hart and Kevin.
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 Yeah. He went and
he brought this guy.
No, I got that.
This is a Canadian Ontario.
That's the one. We got Ontario, isn't it? We got him.
There's another one up there.
Yeah, they sent me that from Vancouver.
Maybe if you feel okay in October the 16th, maybe you could come to our induction. I'll get you a hotel room for you and your grandson, and come to the if you're well enough, you know.
That's important.
No, I know, I realize that. So we'd love to have you if you could, if you feel up.
You know, I just had operation about, what has been done? 3 weeks?
Yeah.
3 weeks, you had operation. So,
all kind of done.
But still got bandages on.
Mm-hmm. Your body must be able to recuperate very quickly, though, eh? Mm-hmm.
Never put some sticky thing on when it rots.
Oh, yeah.
But they said they're still there, yes. Well, this morning, the one who checked me over and put me a pad on, she said there's 3 stitches left alive. Mm-hmm. Well, they call them alive when it cuts in, and
they dissolve it.
Yeah.
Dissolving.
Yeah.
I guess there's none of your old teammates still alive.
No.
The oldest guy I know next to you is Gordon Gehr. You remember him?
Yeah,
he played in the country. He played in 1934, as far back as that. He just turned 88 yesterday.
No, I can't remember him. I'll tell you how hard it is for me. My son's here. He got hit with a car and took him to Francis. We can't remember.